This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Another victim of the shooting at Club Q was laid to rest on Wednesday. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says Daniel Astin's funeral was held on the Colorado College campus.
A pink steel urn sat amongst a rainbow of flowers at the head of the Chauve Memorial Chapel. Hundreds gathered to remember the 28-year-old transgender man gunned down with four others at Club Q. The crowd included the city's mayor, police and fire chiefs, and Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera. Pastor Clifton Turner.
How you and I find death is not nearly as important as how we found life. And Daniel found life, loved it, and lived it.
Astin's is the last of five funerals for those killed in the Club Q shooting. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado is heading into its third winter of the COVID-19 pandemic, and many residents who've caught the virus are still struggling with persistent symptoms. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Those include shortness of breath, cough, and joint or muscle pain. Clarence Troutman from Denver was hospitalized and ventilated for weeks at the start of the pandemic. He got better, but still has persistent symptoms like fatigue.
Still working on some of the brain fog issues. I have a lot of trouble reading now, especially anything that's an article longer than maybe a paragraph.
National estimates for long COVID vary widely. Colorado has recorded more than 1.7 million cases. Some unknown number, perhaps in the hundreds of thousands, still have long-haul symptoms. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is 11:05, and coming up next, we're listening to The Takeaway. Today in Denver, a high 47.